This grace I ask you to stand in by faith is a trust factor. Paul, in the extreme case, had to go before an execution and be beheaded. He had a trust that his whole life was not a waste of time. Every church turned their back on him, and that's a church's option, by the way. Paul was the legitimate spiritual father of every church he began. And he had certain spiritual rights as the spiritual father to, even as he said to the Corinthians, come down and straighten you people out if I have to. But they could reject him. They could refuse him. They were so offended by Paul that the entire Christian community turned their back on him, and he, as far as they were concerned, died a failure. A criminal. Sentenced to death by the most conservative and exacting legal system of the day, the Roman system. And many of our laws today are based on the Roman-Dutch combination. The truth of the matter is, there was a grace to stand in for Paul, and it took faith. And when he said, I have kept the faith, he was referring to a certain kind of trust that God's people have to exercise at times in their lives. You know, it's not all the time. It isn't all the time. There is spiritual ability and power God gives you to do things, and you do it and you go about your affairs. But there are times when it's bigger than you. There are times when it is going to break you in two. There are times when it is something you can't solve. There are times when your heart is so broken you're not sure it's still pumping blood through your body. Now what do you do, Christian? Was it not the same Paul that said, cast down but not forsaken? Was that not because he stood in a grace that he had never stood in before for that particular situation? One of the greatest problems we have today as believers is that believers aren't believing all the time. They believe when it's convenient, and they don't believe when it isn't convenient. And if it isn't going right, they're not going to get involved.
That's true.
But I'll say this, maturity comes only one way, by standing in grace that is bigger than you. It's not going to come any other way. Your testimony, your credibility, your power to speak from depth.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to question what Paul had to say after all he went through? Do you hear him whining? Do you hear him complaining? Do you hear him giving up? And surely, as he has said in many occasions in his epistles, I could have said this, and I could have said that, and I could have done the other thing. But what did I do? I chose to exercise a faith that isn't a common faith, nor an everyday faith, but it's an available faith to those who wish to stand in a grace that'll give you hope, that'll make you not ashamed in the worst of circumstances. When Paul said, I kept the faith, I believe that was the first thing he was talking about. I got to the end of myself here, the end of my life, and I didn't doubt God. I didn't doubt the goodness of God. I didn't doubt the provision of God. I didn't doubt what God had been doing. I believed God. And I said, I'm going to stand here in something my mind can't figure out. It's bigger than me. But by faith, I choose to stand in a grace that is only of Christ. Perhaps I will read to you from Romans chapter 5. So you can hear the exact words, because I've been quoting them. But I'm going to read from Romans 5 now as we learn about this grace that we have the choice to stand in by faith. Speaking here again of three kinds of faith to live by. Verse 1, Romans 5, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So now we know what it's like to stand in that grace. When you stand in the grace of God, you have occasion to rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we glory in tribulation. Now that's an interesting point, ladies and gentlemen. was, how do you treat your bad times? How do you treat your hard times? How do you treat those times bigger than you? Do you glory it and say, well, hallelujah, I can't wait to see how God's going to get me through this thing. Hallelujah, I know he is. I'm excited about it. I glory in this thing. Hallelujah, God, the whole world just said, I'm finished. The whole world just said, I'm going to die of this thing. The whole world just said, I got fired. The whole world said, I failed. The whole world just said, my wife will never come back. I got news for you. He says right here and now, glory, because you're standing in a grace that is not yours. In tribulation, knowing that tribulation will give you some perseverance, you're going to find a whole new level of endurance here, he said. You thought you could only go so far and put up with so much and suffer so much. I got news for you. You're going to find out by when you stand in my grace by faith, you can go way down the pike. And perseverance will give you a character, and character will give you a hope. And that hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured into our hearts.